And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Footlight Players once again on 1705 Franklin Street. And they're going to be doing their next production, which is the musical which everybody loves, The Sound of Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And we have the director here, Debbie Bartholomew. So welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Debbie.
Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Well, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about The Sound of Music, as if most people know, and how the Footlight is approaching it, who's going to be in it, how long you've been in production, you know, and tell us all about that. So go ahead.
All right, let's see what I can do here. We've been working on the show since the first part of April. We have another 4 weeks, so we feel like we're in really good shape right now. I have a fabulous cast. Adriana Ladoni is Maria. Noel Carlson is the captain. Adriana's father, Tom Labodoni, is playing Max, which is fun. I have a group of 7 children who are extremely talented. And most of them have not been on stage. All 2 of them have, but the rest have not been on stage. And yet they're just floating through all the changes. And they're so positive. So we are very fortunate. Lori Lubes-Zylstra is the mother's abbess. She has this gorgeous voice that just makes me shiver. In fact, all the nuns do. If you want to come for the beautiful music, the nuns are a third of the show. They are the chorus of the show, and they do some fabulous things. The show is not quite like the movie in that the mother abbess and Maria sing my favorite things at the beginning. My children wanted to know why they couldn't, but they're doing The Lonely Goatherd instead. It is a little different. There are a few other little changes from the movie because for obvious reasons, we're on a stage. We're not out in a movie set where you can run around the mountains. Footlight has a small stage. So we have to be a little creative in how we do a show this size, but we have found ways to make it work. If you're coming to the show, most of the time, if they're going to be in a hallway, they're going to go in front of the stage, which gives us a chance to change our set and move on without making the audience wait. I have Joy Davidson, who's my assistant director. She also helps do my set. She's just this fabulous worker. Jan Rice is doing the production. I couldn't ask for anybody kinder. Danielle Bilderbeck, who I was in the last show with, is a very talented lady, and she's doing our choreography. I feel like I have a crew of solid, almost professionals, and we just work together. We share our thoughts, and I really like that. I do have the final say, but I don't like to run it. I like to work as a team when I'm directing. So this is pretty exciting for me. Chris Weibrew, I don't know if people know him.
No, I was just going to ask at this point, are your sets and costumes all complete or is it still a work in progress?
They're in progress. Chris Weibrew is doing, we have the setup. Chris Weibrew is doing the painting of the artistic painting right now. So it won't be too long until the set is done. The costumes are being worked on. I know they're going to come in and try some things on soon. They know when the show opens, and I trust Sharon Keenitz and Laura Meyer and Terry Dale are working on costumes. When they tell me they'll be done, I know they will be. I know these women, they're strong. They're responsible. I don't feel like I have to chase people. And I come to rehearsal with joy because there's such energy in the cast. I think people are going to be excited when they see this show, when they see the talent that's on this stage, and when they see the number of people who have not been in shows before that are doing their first show and doing it in such a positive, strong, proud manner. I think that's what I love about Footlight Players, is that we take people who've never been in a show before and we say, grow, try it.
Tell us a little bit about you. Have you directed before? Your directing experience or, you know, working up to that and performing?
I have assistant directed at the theater. I have directed children's shows when I taught. I taught for 35 years. So whenever you're teaching, you're directing. Anyone who says they aren't, well, they're not being honest, because you tell them where they move and when they move and how to move and how to behave. And so I guess I've been doing that for a long time. But this is my first show on my own. But as I said, it's not on my own because I have this fabulous crew of people who are helping. I joined Footlight back in 1973 when I graduated from college, and I was in many, many shows and had a great time. And then I had my two girls and life got busy. I was teaching and their lives took over. So I took a hiatus. I came back when I retired in about 2008, I think I did a show. And I've been going ever since. I've done costumes and hair and makeup and now directing and shows. And so it's, this lets my creativity flow, lets the creativity of the people who come in flow.
When is the show running?
The show is running, and I'm going to put my glasses on so I do this correctly. June 3rd through the 5th, June 10th through the 12th, June 17th through the 19th. Sundays are at 2, and Fridays and Saturdays are at 7:30.
Excellent. And how can people acquire tickets?
They can go online, and they can make reservations online. They can call the theater.
I have it, 219-874-4035. And one real quick thing is you also have auditions coming up Sunday, June 5th for Gilligan's Island.
Yes. And that's being directed by Tony Thomas, and it sounds like it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. That's Debbie Bartholomew, director for The Sound of Music, opening in early June at the Footlight Players. You can always find it at 1705 Franklin Street in Michigan City. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Debbie. For having me.